New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was upstate in Buffalo this afternoon, where he defended his administration's signature economic development project for that city. This despite a wide-ranging corruption case launched by federal prosecutors, which resulted in charges filed against nine of the governor's close associates yesterday. WNYC's Albany reporter Karen Rouse reports that Cuomo said the program hasn't been tainted by the scandal, but he does promise changes.
Cuomo spoke carefully. He sought to reassure New Yorkers that the Buffalo Billion Program is a success, even though nine people connected to the program, including state officials and businessmen, now stand accused of bribery, extortion, and bid rigging across the upstate region.
I want the taxpayers of New York to know that every dollar is guarded. And guarded professionally.
The governor said his office had completed a report with recommendations to prevent state projects from being abused in the future. That report has not yet been made public.
It recommends changes to the procurement system. We accept all the changes to the procurement system, and we're going to be instituting them immediately.
The governor said the program will be taken over by his friend, Howard Zemsky, a Buffalo businessman who heads the Empire State Development Corporation. Zemsky has also donated tens of thousands of dollars to Cuomo's campaign over the years. The governor said news of the charges was difficult because it involved a longtime friend. Cuomo did not name that friend, Joe Percoco, in the press conference. He also didn't explain how the alleged scheme occurred under his watch. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.